FM.
First day back for the breakfast show. Limo, welcome back. Rebecca Morse, so welcome back. You happy to be back, guys?
Absolutely.
Wasn't happy about the alarm, but I am happy to be chatting to you guys and chatting to South Australia.
We had a planning meeting yesterday, 2 hours sitting on a Zoom chat, running through what the year's going to look like.
Went for about three. You just knocked off.
No, I had to go.
Priorities.
I said to the boss, I said the day before, what time's the meeting going to finish? I asked 11. He said, no worries.
They always go over.
I factored that
meetings
in. That's
always
why
go over.
I had my next meeting at 12:30. So at 11:30, I had to say, I'm so sorry, I have to go and prepare for the next one. Anyway, it was made very clear in the meeting that we are to be here at 5:20,
yeah,
you know, to start the actual meeting and everything like that. So we started to get quite concerned when it was 5:21, Beck's still not here, 5:22, 23, 24, 25. And then my phone rang and I said to the guys, I said, I'll put it on speaker. This ought to be good.
Come on.
It's Rebecca Morse. So this is the first conversation she had re-SAFM work for 2022. Hello.
I'm off to a great start. I've forgotten my fob because I bought James's car and it's on my key ring.
Oh, this is an unmitigated disaster. So what does that mean?
Well, I'm standing in the alleyway alone.
Oh, no.
I'll send one of the help down.
No, I think we're going to have to broadcast from the laneway.
Yeah.
Off to a flyer, mate.
Off to a flyer. Also, because I don't drive James's car very often, I got to get into the car park and I couldn't work out how to wind the window down.
Oh, well, it's old school.
What?
Like with a handheld thing.
I couldn't find the buttons. It was dark. It was dark, but I couldn't see the buttons.
Let me guess, your car's a lot better than James's car.
It's all relative. So I wound the back window down. So I'm running late. I can't find my fob. And then I get out and the back window's down. I was like having a mare.
Is there a worse feeling when you get out of your car, you lock it, you start walking away, and then you turn around and the window's down? Oh, man.
Hang on. Just to be clear, in an effort to wind down the front window, you managed to wind down the back window.
I was just selecting all the buttons. I was just pressing all the buttons trying to wind the window down.
Yeah, the boot's open, fuel cap's open. It's like, how annoying is it when you go to open your fuel cap? I do it every second time. All right, just press the fuel cap thing here. And then the bonnet comes up.
The bonnet.
I love this part of our conversation this morning though, Beck.
Well, I'm standing in the alleyway. Alone.
Well, it sounded like an invitation.
I know. What I'm just going to say, in 2022, can you pull back flirting from me? Because have a listen to how that actually sounds, Beck.
Well, I'm standing in the alleyway. Alone.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Beck, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Guys, you got a rat? Anyone got a rat? Got a rat going on? Rapid antigen test?
I got a rat.
Oh, really? We had a 5-pack, and then we did one little test, and then Sam gave 2 of them away, and then we got 2 left.
Oh, they're a hot property.
Mm. See, we had 6. We were trying to hang on to them, but we burnt through them. It's crazy. We got stuck in early. We got excited. We over-tested ourselves. Now we got none. I'm looking for a rat test. I need to know. What am I? Am I positive? Am I negative? The 2 lines going to come up? Is it going to be 1? It's stressful.
Oh, the lines. It's like a pregnancy test. The last time I waited for 2 lines was when I was praying not to be knocked up again.
Mm-hmm. That's how I found out I was pregnant.
I got COVID and I'm having triplets.
It's a stressful time.
My thing had 19 lines on it. I was like, is that my BMI?
You are very pregnant. Have you heard about the website findarat.com.au?
Yeah.
Findarat.com.au. Yeah. And it identifies the location. It works around the whole country. Uh-huh. It'll identify the locations where people have rat tests available for sale.
Hmm.
And it's updated by the people who shop there as well. So that might help if you are looking for a rat. Now, everyone's done a rat test at some point, the rapid antigen test. The bit that I find really curious with this, I mean, it's bad enough having to have it up your schnauzer for 15 seconds in each nostril. Yeah. I mean, who's doing 15 seconds, by the way?
I don't think I put mine far enough in, to be honest.
Well, Beck, here's my big point about this. It says on the instructions, insert it into your nose 1.5 centimetres to 2.5 centimetres. How many people are going, no, no, I'm going the full 2.5. I don't know that 1.5 is enough. I'm going full 2. I reckon most people are about half a centimetre up there. Are you guys on half a centimetre? How far up are you going with it?
Well, I mean, when I had the PCR, I felt like it hit my brain, which, Cozzy, you didn't experience that sensation.
What sensation? When I did my daughter's, it was like, yeah, I don't know. Like, I was trying to, you know, well, how far up is 2.5?
Comes out her eye.
Oh, yeah. I just waited till, like, blood started streaming out of her eyes. I mean, that's the spot.
Tomorrow we are getting a doctor on who will tell us exactly how to properly do a rat test.
Don't you then, you got the stuff out the nose or whatever, but then all of a sudden, don't you feel like you're like a chemist or something like that? Like when I did my daughter, I got the whole family there. We're all so excited. It was quite a big thing in the house. I know we shouldn't joke about COVID, but we're all very interested in doing this rat test. And I had everything set up and I was treating her like a patient. Okay, Miss Costello, just check here. Your age is 13. Wow, it's exciting. Teenager, how's that going for you? Just getting to pop over here with your nostril?
Yeah. Fun you having. Can I just say, rat test is like ATM machine. Hmm. It's just a rat. Otherwise, it's a rapid antigen chest test.
Sometimes
it's had to end with a grammar lesson, didn't it?
What do you add to the show? No. I mean, I understand you're very pretty and you're funny. But...
we're 30 minutes into the year and we still haven't got through a break without a grammar lesson.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bec, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
I hate hearing sad stories, and because of COVID and everything, I'm really trying to seek out positive stories, even so much so that I'll flick off. If the TV's got too much negative, I'll just flick it off. I did catch this sad story last night, though.
A 57-year-old patient was suffering from terminal heart disease and opted for the experimental 7-hour surgery.
Yeah, this poor guy had a 7-hour heart surgery. It was so sad, but I love a happy ending, and that's where this story took a twist, because it had a very happy ending, because this guy had a stroke of luck.
A man in the US has become the first person to receive a heart transplant from a genetically modified pig.
I'm sorry, you got the heart from where?
A genetically modified pig.
A genetically modified pig's heart inside your body.
Wow.
Discuss.
You'd take it if it was your only option, wouldn't you? A pig's heart? If it functions...
I don't know. Did the pig die of natural causes would be my question.
Well, he did, donating his heart. Like, when a pig dies, does it have a little card that says organ donor?
He ticked yes on his driver's license.
Oh, man.
The rush the heart across town in an esky.
A little esky, like in Grey's Anatomy.
But, you know, this is a really uplifting story, and we shouldn't even joke about it, really. It's great news for this guy. I was really, really happy for him.
Not great news for the pig.
It's not good news for the pig or the pig's close family.
Well, the piglets. He left behind the little piglets.
The pig's had a shocker, but he's come out ahead.
So I was really loving the story. I'm like, cool, this guy's got a new heart, albeit it's from a genetically modified pig, but he's going to be happy again. And then the newsreader said this.
However, doctors don't know how long the transplanted pig heart will function in the body.
That's a pretty big maybe. Okay.
And sadly, they only revealed that to him after the operation.
Imagine you're coming out of surgery and you're watching this news story and you hear us say that. And I thought, oh, no, that's terrible. Then I thought, oh, well, that's just the newsreader. His doctor, the guy that put the pig's heart into the guy, I mean, surely he'll have some words of positivity about how long this poor fellow's going to live for.
Whether it's a day, week, month, year, I don't know.
I mean, you can hear the shoulders shrugged in that sentence.
I don't know.
I mean, they even asked this doctor how many episodes of Sex in the City there's going to be.
I don't know.
It is
great confidence.
And we've got an exclusive too. The guy, here he is actually leaving the hospital after receiving the pig's heart and talking to his doctor on the way out.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Dr. Brown Bear. I fancy a game with this ball in the garden.
Well, I never. A complete recovery.
And then you've got to think about it. Where does it stop? So he's got a pig's heart in him nowadays. Does he then go, well, that actually feels pretty good, having a bit of pig inside me. I might get some cosmetic surgery done. Next thing, 16 nipples. When you burp, does it smell like bacon? These are the questions I want to ask the guy. How did he get to the hospital? Ambulance!
Oh, dear.
Wife calls him babe. Oh, no.
Hey, honey, want a Netflix and squill?
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bec, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
We've had the mother-in-law staying with us for the last 6 weeks.
Six weeks?
Wow. Yes, yes, Gaynor. And I know you love that name, Beck. It's a good old school name.
It is.
Anyway, about week two, she did her back and did it really, really. But she was just bending over. She was actually doing something at the dishwasher.
What were you two guys wrestling?
we've been doing UFC in the lounge room. No, she was just, it's very simple, bending over to get something out of the dishwasher and then bang, her back went. And she was in agony. Really? It was a Saturday and she could not move, right? So I start phoning around to see if I can get her a doctor.
After you rubbed her back for a little while.
What, a bit of fixing her lower back, mate? Is that what you do?
I tried a bit of deep heat.
Was she still bending over the dishwasher?
Oh my God.
Cozzy.
What?
Cozzy.
6 weeks is a long time, you know, things happen.
Anyway, so the doctor.
I missed a sheen.
Oh my God. So.
I don't even know what a lot of that stuff means.
All right, let's move on.
No, neither. So she's in agony. I'm calling around trying to get a physio organised. As you can imagine, very difficult to make a physio appointment on a Saturday.
Yep.
I eventually find one. We get her to her room in the house. So we manage to get her sort of laying down on the bed.
Wow.
So she's laying down on the bed.
Are you still rubbing her back?
Oh, God. Seriously. And we get her. I ring a physio. I make an appointment. But she's in so much agony that we can't, there's just no way we can get her out of the house and into the car. Like, her back is absolutely ruined.
Right? What are you thinking, euthanasia?
So I ring the physio back and I say, hey, is there any chance you can do a house call today? Because we're in a fair bit of trouble here. And he says, yeah, no worries. I can come around to the house. I said, well, that'd be great. That'd be great if you can come to the house. He goes, yeah, no worries. I said, oh, you're a lifesaver. That's awesome. I said, hey, just so we know, how much will that cost? And he says, $100. Now, I think to myself, that is nowhere near enough.
Yeah.
That's got to be way a house call on a Saturday from a physio. Yeah. Are you kidding
me? What, is that the call-out fee or the hundreds?
hundreds, the whole thing.
No.
So now, because it's so cheap, I'm sus. So now I do my research. So I start Googling the guy, this physio. Nothing's coming up.
Uh-oh.
Right? Like, I found him the first inquiry about physio, but then I'm Googling his name and I'm not getting anything. Like, nothing's coming up. I'm thinking, this is a bit weird. So then I Google his name and reviews.
Oh.
Right? And there's no, I can't find reviews. But then there's reviews on a Facebook page he's got set up. And I think, okay, that's all right. I'll have a look at that. And then I look at the reviews on the Facebook page and they're all really good reviews. I think, oh, okay, that's all right. And then I think to myself, hang on, I'm just going to check the people who did the reviews. And they're all fake accounts.
Oh, no.
Who have done reviews. And I'm like, so I call Kellen. And so you know, Gaynor's in bedroom in pain. I'm talking to Kel. I go, Kel, I've Googled this guy.
Yeah.
I can't find anything. And I've just finished watching Dr. Death on Stan. I'm worried about fake doctors. And she's like, oh, my God. So what do we do? And I said, well, our only option is we either take her to hospital or we let this guy come to the house. And Kel goes, what do you want to do? And I said, well, let's give him a chance.
It's $100.
I think so. And it's your mother-in-law.
How bad can it be? Right? So he gets to the house. We just welcome him in. Yeah, come on in, mate. And as we open the door, he says this.
Hi,
everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
Anyway, we just show him into the bedroom and there's Gaynor. Mm. Anyway, he gives her a little checkup. He gets her mobile again. And Gaynor reckons he was, she said he was actually pretty good. But then at the end, he charged. We couldn't pay on a credit card. He only wanted cash.
Oh.
And he didn't give us a receipt.
Oh, dear.
So we're still not sure to this date whether or not that was a real doctor or a fake doctor. But whatever he was, he seemed to avoid.
I got a feeling you're going to be seeing that guy again next time you get Uber.
I'd love to recommend him, but he's changed his phone number and moved his address, so I have no idea where you can find him.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Yeah, 2022. Off to an absolute flyer. Not. But it got me thinking about turning 22. I think 22 is peak life.
Mm.
Like, you've got no responsibilities. I had just started a job at the ABC. I was going out on a Thursday night to the Ed, Wednesday night heaven.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
You didn't get hangovers. Your skin was plump and fresh.
Yeah. You go to the Planet on a Wednesday night for 50 cent beers. Oh, okay, mate. 12 beers, thanks.
No.
$6.
So 13, 10, 60, what were you like at 22 compared to now? Like, it was just peak. Like, I took for granted that I looked in the mirror. I might have got the odd pimple, but I had no lines. I could do my pants up.
You like, what have you forgotten how to do your pants?
Yeah.
Hey, I tell you, when I was 22, doing my pants up was the last thing on my mind.
You were going the other way.
You're doing them up, and I'm taking them off.
Okay. Not me. Let's just be clear. I don't know. I don't know about you, but I was feeling 22.
I was 22, and I did a Kentucky tour with one of my mates around Europe.
Kentucky, because you did.
And I just went, you know what? This is the life.
This is living.
Yep. Then I come home, met Sam, life over.
Oh, come on.
What about you?
On.
I mean, they just invented electricity.
Yes. No, we were all excited about the wheel.
Yeah. They discovered penicillin. Yeah. And it was the last year of the Spanish flu. It was a massive time for you.
The oldest. I mean, we've just mixed up our references there from about 40,000 BC all the way through to 1941.
You just finished building that pyramid in Giza.
No, we're being cruel. What was it like back then?
No, I was living my best. I just got my first job as an accountant. Very exciting.
For Jesus.
Hey, carpenters need accountants too, all right?
Okay. Oh, Moses. Geez. Moses would love doing a job for cash, wouldn't he? What's that, mate? 20 kilos of fish? Uh-huh. Or less for cash.
Mary's trying to claim Medicare for the birth that she had in the manger.
Yeah, sure. Immaculate conception, eh, Mary?
Okay. That, we can't claim that, Mary.
No. I'm going to need some proof here, Mary.
All right, so 13, 10, 60, Beck, let's just...
Did we get to where we wanted to go, by the way?
No.
I mean, we were mixing up testaments there as well, the old and the testament. We were crossing over. It was very confusing.
Old gag's done. Beck, what are you up to?
22. Let's wind the clock back.
All right. So,
what was life like for you at 22? In 2022, now you might be 42.
What if you're 22 in 2022?
If you're 22, give us a call. Mm. We're talking being 22. It's a peak age, 22.
Yeah.
Like, you're old enough to be, you know, you're not a teenager. You got independence. You probably got a car.
Yep.
Did I live with my mum and dad? I can't remember.
We don't need your full history, mate. No one cares that much. Well, I don't care where you lived at 22.
Okay, excellent phone topic then. Shanti in Somerton Park. What were you up to at 22?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, Shanti.
Yeah, good, mate.
Hey, look, I was in Sweden in 2022. I was finishing... my university degree there, doing a semester abroad in my peak, enjoying all, the dorm parties and all that you can do out there. It was a small town in Sweden called Umeå, where it snowed most of the time I was there, like minus 16, minus 17 degrees, but didn't stop me from partying.
Oh my God, did you look really cute in your ski suit as well? Like, you peak hot at 22.
Stop flirting, thanks, Beth.
Look, I was very skinny at the time. I weighed like 45 kilos.
Oh, wow.
You were tiny. Did you embrace the sauna culture in Sweden, Shandit?
I wouldn't say I went much to the saunas, but I did wear 5 layers of jumpers and jackets and 2 gloves and...
Shandeep, 45 kilos. I've got one I want going around at Broken Hill mid-March. You want to ride? What about nowadays, mate? Fast forward to 2022. How's things?
Well, I am turning 34, yep. And married, 3 kids.
Sorry to hear that.
4, weighing 70 kilos.
Oh, you got 3 oh, kids right. by the age of 34. You've been popping them out like peas, mate.
Yeah.
70 kilos.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Novak Djokovic has released a statement on his Instagram basically admitting that he did an interview with a journalist and had a photo shoot knowing he was COVID positive, and also admitting there was a mistake on his visa application saying he hadn't been in another country in the previous 14 days when he had. He said that was an oversight from one of his people. Imagine having a person who does your forms for you.
What if they declared today that he's to go home and he just does a runner, and then he's just like, you know, randomly running around Australia for the rest of his life? And he wouldn't have got caught had he not had a quick game of tennis at Pascoville Tennis Courts one
those
day.
Pesky kids.
Jeez, that guy's good, isn't he? What's his name?
Anyway, the immigration minister has the ability to overturn a court's decision, which said he could stay. It's already complicated. So we want to go to the Court of South Australia. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Should Novak Djokovic be booted out, or should he play in the Aussie Open? Nigel in the southeast, what do you reckon, mate?
I reckon kick him out. Get rid of him.
Yeah. Why is that, Nigel?
Oh, well, like I believe that if it was just a normal person like you or I, they would have been kicked out. So just because he's got money and fame behind him, there's no reason why he should stay here in the country. Yeah. He's done the wrong thing by us, so get rid of him. Yeah.
Okay. First scores on the board, 15 love against Djokovic. Thanks, Nigel. Maria.
Oh, are you going to persist with me?
Well, only that I'm not very good at scoring tennis, so I'll probably give up.
The problem is because I'm looking at how many calls we've got, and I don't think you're going to get to the end of the game.
Sure, yeah, man. I know. Can we just call it Juice? Can we go into Maria at Juice?
We're not even going to get to Juice.
Oh, dear. Maria from Dover Gardens, should Djokovic stay or go?
No, I believe he should go.
Why's that?
Well, my daughter had a COVID over Christmas, and she's been told she'll test positive for at least 3 months. So I'm not sure how he can have a negative PCR on the 22nd of December after having COVID on the 16th. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah,
and also, you know, I feel the story's a bit fishy. That's all.
It doesn't add up, a lot of his story. Thank you, Maria. What's the score there, Cos?
That's 30 love against Djokovic. And good news, we've got another caller. Kevin. Kevin from Jepp's Cross. You want to take it to 40 love, or you want to even up a bit for Djokovic?
Nah, definitely take it to 40 love. Right. I reckon he should be kicked out. If anybody else lied on the application form for a visa, it'd be dismissed and they'd be sent straight back.
It'd be gang set match, Kevin.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm all for telling the odd lie. Like when I got my kids into Dreamworld and I told the lady at the desk that they were under 10 and they were 15. But it's, you know, those ones are okay, but you don't lie when it comes to border security. The other thing about Djokovic, oh, by the way, the score is
40 love. 40 love.
It's 40 love.
Yeah. It's 40 love. Oh, yeah, okay. Rocky and Seton.
Oh, this is the game.
Well, or is it? Should he play or should we boot him out of the country?
Oh, I think he should be able to play.
Oh, 40-15!
Oh, 40-15!
Hang on, who was serving, though?
Why do you think, Rocky?
Oh, someone had to keep the game alive.
Good call.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. All right, it's 40-15, because this game may never end.
Hey, Rocky, do you legitimately think he should stay? Why so, bud?
Obviously, he's done wrong with lying on forms and whatnot. And, well, now the minister has the power to. But at the end of the day, he did what he could to get an exemption, which was have a previous case. At the end of the day, that's what Tennis Australia put out to get an exemption. So if anyone's in the wrong, it's Tennis Australia and the Victorian government for letting him come through in the first place.
It has been an admin nightmare, this whole thing.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what happens today, that's for sure. Did you see Djokovic's mother was on the Today Show?
Oh, God, was she?
Don't you reckon Djokovic would have just gone, like, you know, he just got out of the detention centre or wherever the hell he was in the hotel. You just get out, you flick the telly on, and there's your mum going, "Let him play!" from Serbia. Your mum's talking to Karl Stefanovic, just pleading your case. "Mum, I'm a big boy now. I've just beaten the Australian government in court and made them pay my court costs. I don't need you talking to Stefanovic to try to get me a spot in the Australian Open. I've got this, mum."
I think Stefanovic's holidaying in Noosa, but anyway.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Now, Cosman, you know I care deeply for you and your emotions. And
I can tell that by your one word of Texas.
Takes me 3 days to respond. New phone, who dis? You're right, mate. You're down in the dumps.
It's just COVID, guys. You know, you think about it, Limo, now. It's been a couple of years where COVID's basically ruined pretty much everything. And I've tried very, very hard to stay positive. And, you know, okay, cancel the City Debate Fun Run. You know how much that hurt me, guys.
You've been training days.
Yeah, you know, fine. Cancel my kids' 5:30 swimming practices. You know, okay, fine. Yeah, I'll learn to deal with that. And then you're watching the telly and you're just trying to stay positive. You're just trying to think, I can get through this. Last night at 10:39 p.m. on the bloody ABC, I heard this.
KFC is the latest company to be hit with product shortages, forcing it to limit menu items. That's after chicken producer Ingham said COVID was wreaking havoc with its production lines. The fast food chain expects the disruptions to continue in the coming weeks.
Wow.
I've got some tissues for you.
How are you coping, Cos? Are you all right?
You know, it's been tough. It's been tough. And in times like this, has anyone even checked in with the Colonel? I mean, how's he going?
How is... The Colonel must be beside himself. Well, they're still KFC, obviously. Are they replacing chicken with another animal that starts with C so they can keep the name?
Yeah. I'm not even sure there was chicken in it.
It's been camel all along.
Don't you just...
It's fine.
Don't you just want to drive up to the KFC drive-thru and just say, mate, can I just have a bucket of skin? How good's the skin on the chicken?
But it's still from the chicken.
Yeah, but that's... It's the chicken outside is better than the chicken inside. Like, keep your meat and bone.
So is it just a shortage on the inside meat? There's still plenty of skin. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe chickens need to evolve. There's a type of sheep called a dorper. And the dorper sheep actually sheds its own wool. So basically its wool and skin falls off once
every
year.
Country hours back.
If a chicken adapted the same way, the chickens wouldn't have to die. They'd just donate their skin each year and we'd crumb it in the KFC crumbs.
But hang on, cos just on your dorper sheep that sheds its own wool, saving you hiring a shearer, does it walk into the shed to shed its own wool?
No, you know
or do
what
you have to pick it up out in the paddock?
No, it actually rubs against the trees that I planted, like the tree guards and everything, and it rubs its own wool off there.
Sorry to be the geeky veggie over here. Is this actually good news for chickens? Like, if there's less staff to, you know, does that mean there are more free chickens?
How old do you reckon a chicken is that you eat at KFC?
Well... I just like the coleslaw.
Around the room, just quickly.
I have no idea.
6 weeks.
There you go. Oh, come on.
No, don't go. Oh, come on, go. Wow. No, growing so fast.
Oh.
Lucky we take him at 6 weeks. If we left it any longer, that'd be bloody emus.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
You would not want to be in the Premier's shoes right now. Very tough job navigating us.
2 months ago, no hassles.
What a time to be alive when there's zero cases. Things are looking peachy.
I still reckon being the Premier now, I mean, imagine over the decades when you could have been Premier and, you know, the Grand Prix comes to town, the Crows join the AFL, all these fun things are happening.
Yeah.
You're the Premier when COVID's
lucky
on.
There's not an election around the corner. He joins us after 8. Yeah. I'm sure a lot of you have questions. Give us a call if there's something you specifically want to
ask. I got a question for him. Can you spare us a rat test?
Just a rat.
Oh, I would love a rat test. People are reacting strangely all over the place to COVID, I've discovered. Some people are worried about it. Some people aren't worried about it. People are going, whatever. We're all going to get it eventually. Interesting twist. I was talking to someone in Sydney last week and I said, we were wrapping up the conversation. I said to her, anyway, I hope you stay well and remain COVID free.
Yep.
And she said, well, actually, I'm trying to get it at the moment because I've got a really busy February and a really busy March and I want to get it out of the way now. And I thought, and I went, oh, okay, well, good luck then. See you later. But give us a call on 131060. Are people out there genuinely, is this a thing? Are people trying to get COVID deliberately to get it out of the way?
Well, picture you're an AFL football player. When would you rather COVID, during the preseason or round 4? You can understand why a football player, for example, might want to get COVID earlier in the piece, get it out of the way.
But then it doesn't guarantee you're not going to get it.
No, it doesn't.
In the future. But and also, you don't really know how it's going to impact
you,
do you?
Well, you might die. That's the negative. But then you might be able to play round five against Collingwood. And who doesn't love a game against the Maggies?
It is dangerous because you don't know how your body is going to respond. So we're not endorsing this in any way. Everyone sat there and had conversations going, this would be the best week. Should I contract it?
Yeah.
You know, with my schedule and, you know, when I wanted to get my nails done and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I would never actively try and get it.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Although you did see me in Rundle Mall licking the escalator.
Again.
But I think some people are, and you know, we're certainly not recommending it, but we're also not here to judge.
That's exactly what we're here for. We judge every day.
If you are trying or did deliberately get COVID, give us a call on 13 10 60. Or you've got a friend maybe who is deliberately trying to get it.
Yeah, a friend. Give us a call and tell us.
What about, and also not maybe deliberately, maybe you went and just went, well, you know what, I'm not going to go around like, you know.
Well, I have been living my life, like a lot of people have been saying they haven't been going to the gym and like you, Cozzy, and I'm just living my life. Yeah. I'm not trying to get it, but I'm not going to shut myself behind a door and let the rig slide.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Beck, you know it's okay to say no to going to the opening or something?
There's a red carpet. I don't want to miss it.
Lemo. Oh, they're opening a new Blair Apple takeaway shop. Of course I'll be there.
13 10 60. Lemo, what are you up?
Give us a call on 13 10 60. Have you deliberately or are you deliberately trying to get COVID, or do you know someone who is deliberately trying to get it to get it out of the way? Kelly in Mount Barker. What's your mate up to?
Morning, guys. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Well, it's just funny. It's hilarious. Look, my mate's like, look, if I get COVID, I'm just going to go around and lick everybody.
Oh.
And we're like, he goes, we might as well all just get it over and done with, because we all go camping together. We all do everything together. He goes, we all might as well be on ISO together. So, and I said, that's cool. Well, I'll just make sure all the single ladies in the neighbourhood have got their front doors open too. And his wife thinks it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Pretty loose up there at Mount Barker, Kel. Yeah. Just saying.
Problem is, everyone gets it differently, and you might end up in hospital. If you're double vax, chances are you won't, but I wouldn't want him to be rolling the dice or learning how to speak.
So you would not let him lick you in this situation?
Just in this particular situation.
Kirsty in Oakden, do you know someone who's deliberately trying to get COVID?
I actually know quite a few people in differing walks of the world have differing opinions. With regards to the immune system, I have had a few people that have said that they'd love to get it so they can get immunity to it.
Oh.
Problem being is obviously it changes all the time. So you're only getting part immunity. But I've had girlfriends that have shown no symptoms whatsoever. I've had girlfriends that are close to hospitalised. So who knows what you're going to be? I mean, unfortunately, my six-year-old was a close contact as from yesterday, because Osh got hit. I've just lined up at the new RAT thing.
Oh, it just opened today.
Opened today, so I feel a bit special. May even be on the camera, wave to the dude.
Oh, look at you. You'd do anything to get on Channel 9.
Good job, Kirsty.
And I have to admit, like, I got there early just in case, about 6:30. Thought I'm waiting all the way around on Richmond Road, near Richmond Road. It's going to take me ages.
Yeah.
They opened up the gates 5 minutes early and I was out by 7:10.
Really? And so
I opened at 7.
Is it like a drive-through? You pull up and you wind the window
down?
It's
a drive-through. You literally have six different lanes. They direct you to a lane. There's a person all P'd up and you show how many you need.
Oh.
And they pass them through and you go, see you later.
What'd you say? A couple extra, did you, Kirsty, for the neighbours and stuff? Did you? Come on, be honest with me.
I'll be honest with you. I actually did get...
Of course you did.
I got a couple extra because I'm not classed as a close contact yet.
Mm. Yeah, right.
It's stupid, but my six-year-old,
you want to swing past Franklin Street and give the old Sea Dog one of those spares?
No, I didn't get that many. I just got one for the other people in the household.
Well,
just in case
which
we need
she's
to get
entitled
tested.
To because otherwise SA Health wouldn't administer them, Cozzy. That's cool. How
mum's
it works.
Here.
Well done.
Thank you. Wow. Report from right on the scene
that
from Kirsty at the rat test distributor place.
The what? Distributor place. Beck, Cozzy and Limo. SAFM.